Onondaga County is investing $5.5 million to address the growing need for mental health resources at schools. The county and its partners will hire dozens of professionals to help students who might be struggling with isolation, economic hardship, or other fallout from the pandemic.
Cicero North Syracuse senior Samuel Nessel says it is needed.
I have more than one close friend who, like, recently has just therapies picked up, and I feel like they shouldn't have to really go to outside therapy.
Nessel says he benefited from in-school assistance a few years ago when he struggled with obsessive-compulsive disorder. County Executive Ryan McMahon said today's students are among the thousands of silent victims of the pandemic. The county is partnering with Liberty Resources, Arise, and Helio Health to provide 100 new clinicians.
Every school in the county will have the opportunity to now have an on-site school-based clinic. We will provide startup funds for the clinicians to get going and develop these clinics.
McMahon says they're starting to roll it out now as more students return to their schools and hope to have the plan fully implemented by the start of the next school year. He says they're trying to push supports into every building.
It doesn't matter what kind of money your parents make, you make. It doesn't matter if it's an affluent district, a poorer district. Mental health crosses all those boundaries.
McMahon says it's also important to eliminate the stigma associated with mental health and told the CNS students that it's okay to ask for help. He says the same goes for the larger community. The county has seen a 15% increase in 911 calls related to mental health, as well as a sharp rise in addiction issues and overdoses. If you or someone you know is struggling, the number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.